Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again. Obviously, as per last week's episode, it is a moving week for Nolan and myself. So Nolan's headed over to Ireland for the next week. And then I'm obviously leaving for the season for Austria, south of Vienna, for coaching and player development over there in a place called Wiener Neustadt. So by the time of 2 weeks rolls around, or the next episode rolls around, Nolan will be back home, and I'll be settled in Austria, hopefully, and we'll be happy to carry on like we have the last 2 years. So that means that this episode was recorded a little bit early before we both had to take off, so we haven't got the full update of the Soul series, but we will be talking about it on tonight's show or whatever. And that lots of thoughts and feedbacks to us from fans of the Dodgers and the Padres and that, but especially Dodgers fans that we'll talk about a little bit. And obviously lots of curtain call questions that people are inquiring about, state of the Yankees, what's going to be happening down in Texas with rookies prospects. We are a little bit saddened by not being able to speak about the breakout series, but we hope for all of you fans, it was a tremendous weekend, and you enjoyed just watching the future of your clubs. And we, like we talked about last week, it's going to be exciting for sure. I mean, there's 72 or whatever it was, 75 out of the top 100 prospects, 575 out of the top 900 on the top 30 list of each team. So hopefully it was a fantastic weekend, and you're excited about the future, plus the present as well. So, but before we really dive into tonight's show, we do want to give a shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Aid. You can find them at ripgrippro.com. That's Tress Sullivan and his team. Feel free to reach out to Nolan and myself to talk about it. You can get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And be sure to go over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com and check out our apparel. Happy to hook you up and get you. It doesn't matter where in the world you are, you can order it, and it'll be shipped directly to you. No issues, no harm, no foul, as they say. So, and that's what it's about. We love the people wearing the product and being proud members of Dirtbag Baseball Nation, because hey, it's all about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, as you know. So that's what we're about to do. So settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here to get after it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get rolling tonight?
Yeah, so obviously the big news from last week. I mean, we literally just finished our episode and pretty much an hour later, Dylan Cease is traded. We knew that his market was heating up. Obviously, San Diego came through with what was, I guess the best offer out there on the table. Like, I'm looking at it like teams should have been offering that, in my opinion.
They must have been asking for too much out of the other team. So, like, we talked about it, right? The Yankees, for example, obviously with Cole going down, we'll talk about him later on and stuff like that. But, you know, were they asking for Spencer Jones still? Were they asking for Dominguez still? But our sneaky AJ Preller, like he does always, right? Came in, swooped in, got it done. Got it done. And like you said, I mean, three pitchers, one outfielder going from San Diego to the White Sox. I mean, I said it about a month ago, Nolan, when we were talking about Dylan Cease and the Chicago White Sox. I mean, I don't know if Chris Getz got brought in as a new general manager and got used by the industry a little bit. You see that happen before. And what I'm saying, Dirtbags, is to me, I'm not so sure I would have just gone ahead and traded Dylan Cease. I got to be honest, because you and I talk about it. I think you know it as well, Dirtbags. AL Central is a good division, but it's a good division. It's not an elite division. And the White Sox had a terrible year last year. There's no question about it. Lost some players in the offseason. Didn't bring in players. Now, well, they brought in players and stuff like that, but you don't know what they're going to be. Like Mike Soroka, for example, bringing him in from the Braves and stuff. But I think he got, I think he got emotional in the fact of, oh, yeah, you're right. I guess we got to trade Dylan Cease. To me, he didn't have to trade Dylan Cease. 28 years old, a year removed from second overall in the Cy Young. He bounces back this year and has a tremendous year for the Padres. Who knows, right? And they've got the money to sign players like Dylan Cease. It's not like they don't have the money to sign players like Dylan Cease. So if the rest of that team all of a sudden rebounds and gets going like they should, they're going to be wishing they had him because, like we said, prospects are suspect, right, until they prove themselves. And so 4-for-1 always looks good, but We can go back to the Jays even probably a few years ago when they did Berrios, right, with the Minnesota Twins. And the shortstop went to Minnesota out of Vandy, and pitcher goes there. Nobody's come up for the Minnesota Twins yet.
Yeah, Austin Martin was supposed to be very highly touted coming out. Obviously, I don't know if it was a backlog situation or if he just never panned out with Minnesota.
He's still there, but he's AAA.
Yeah. Like, right now, I mean, it doesn't even seem like he's knocking on the door for MLB, considering how highly touted he was coming out of Vandy. So, I mean, no, like you said, you never know one way or the other. Obviously, on the vice versa side of it, everybody wants to point the fingers at the St. Louis Cardinals in a 4-for-1 trade, where they traded traded to get Marcell Ozuna from the Miami Marlins. You give up Sandy Alcantara, Zach Gallen, Magnaris, Sierra, and I'm drawing a blank on who the fourth guy was off the top of my head. But obviously, Alcantara's gone on to be a fantastic pitcher. Zach Gallen, they ended up trading him to get Jazz Chisholm, which, I mean, has worked out, I'd say, pretty well both sides. Obviously, in my opinion, a little bit better for Arizona.
Sure, they're ahead right now, but yeah.
Either way, no, you're looking at it like, okay, so there are pros and cons to both. But, I mean, there's a heck of a lot of risk, obviously, involved both ways. For San Diego, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You go out there and you get a solid, whatever you want to call him in that rotation, number two, number three, because obviously you, Darvish, Joe Musgrove are still doing the Soul Series. But yeah, I mean, that's a heck of a way to get introduced to your teammates.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. I think you, Darvish, is having nice seasons, but he's having nice seasons. He's dropped down to that number three guy for me personally, maybe three plus bottom number two guy in your rotation. So now, Musgrove jumped up the last couple of years or whatever, and that with what he's done out in San Diego and stuff like that. But Dylan Cease jumps right into your number one guy if he comes back and puts it in. Worst case scenario, number two guy, right? So you and I talked about it as soon as we heard about it after we were done with the show. Like great move for AJ Preller. You got to be excited if you're those players again. Sure, it was devastating to lose Juan Soto in the offseason, but you got to take a little bit of ownership of your Machado, Tatis, and the rest of the players on that field and say, hey, you know what? That's on us. We didn't get the job done in the last year and a half with Juan Soto. So they've obviously gone out and done a nice job in spring training. The pieces are looking good. Supposedly Machado's healthy after the offseason surgery. Tatis, again, that year more removed from the shoulder issues or whatever. AJ Preller's obviously got to feel good about it, and you got to be happy about that move. If I'm the Yankees, though, I'm not so happy. I don't care what they say. That puts a bit of pressure on them. I know you wanted to see him go to the St. Louis Cardinals and stuff like that. I think you guys could have backed up the truck and made a equally valued move. Again, three pitchers. I get that for one pitcher, but I think that you could have done that. I mean, I think there's a few teams that could have done what San Diego gave up for him. And I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're a Padres fan, you should be, and probably are, real excited if you're out there listening. But if I'm the White Sox, I'm not too excited, to be quite honest with you. I just, for me personally, like I said, I don't think you needed to move Dylan Cease just for the sake of moving him. Or because the industry said it, or, hey, we're running out of time. This team needs this player. This team needs that player. There's a few teams that lost pitchers that are still, because the season hasn't started yet and losses aren't piling up, official losses, recorded losses, there's pressure on those teams, but there's not as much pressure on those teams. And I think you could have just held out until about the middle of April or whatever, and there would have been people moving on that. Do you not see that? Are you not looking at it that way?
No, that's exactly how I kind of look at it, right? I mean, at this point in time, obviously the injury risk factor could still be a thing. Here's the thing, though, too, right? Like, in the grand scheme of things, Dylan Cease throughout his major league career, incredibly durable. Obviously, what is it, second highest K per nine or highest K per nine over the past three seasons.
Three consecutive 200-plus K seasons.
Like, there's no real knocks on him, right? But at the same time, his ERA outside of his Cy Young year has been 4 or 5, Like, he's got a career 3.9 ERA. His adjusted ERA, whatever they call that, the ERA FIP thing, is 3.83 or something like that. So basically they're right in line with one another, which suggests he's slightly above average for throughout his major league career. But obviously that's an extreme because 1 year he's been Cy Young candidate worthy, and the other 3 years he's been, I'm not going to say just another guy by any stretch of the imagination, because obviously the numbers are still there, but he hasn't been that true bona fide ace. So, I mean, if he starts out this year the way that he started out last year especially, then you're looking at it like, well, what the heck? You won't even get a top 100 prospect. So there's never a right time to trade a player, obviously, especially when it's your team's ace. But I mean, still, like, I'm looking at it, the return was, I guess, justifiable for what they were trying to ask for. I don't know. Like you said, though, there's a good chance that Getz just got hustled. He got played by the market, got played by the veteran general managers and everything like that, and they just basically said to him, okay, listen here, this is going to be basically the best offer you're going to get. You hold on to him at the deadline. There's no guarantee that you're going to get this return.
Minute left in this segment. You're Dylan Cease. You got 2 years. You got full two seasons now. I mean, yes, it's coming on quick because you're now with the Padres with 2 weeks left. Well, 1 week, obviously, in that. But let's forget about the Soul Series or whatever in that. Let's just say two seasons left with the Padres. You got to be pretty excited, are you not? Going from the White Sox to where the White Sox are right now, going to the Padres. I mean, obviously the Dodgers, you're looking up at the Dodgers. And I think you're even with San Diego now that he's in that rotation. Would that be fair? You're back to even with the Diamondbacks?
I'm breaking.
Or a little bit looking up at them. But you got to be excited, do you not?
Yeah, that's a tough one. If I'm the Padres entering the regular season right now, I'm still looking up at the Diamondbacks. Just because the Diamondbacks went out there and they got their Eduardo Rodriguez. This makes the Padres competitive. I don't think they're at the Diamondbacks level yet, but we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we were just talking about it before, and that I sorry that I didn't leave enough time and cut you off on the Dylan Cease thing or whatever and that, but just strictly Dylan Cease. Forget about the teams. You're Dylan Cease going from the White Sox to the Padres now. Are you rejuvenated? Are you excited? Are you all in?
Here's the thing, right? So every year at the trade deadline, you hear about this with players, right? They go from, like, they're having a fantastic year. They go from whatever team it is to a different team. Like, let's say, for example, Kyle Schwarber there a couple years ago when he was on Washington, and then gets traded at the deadline, right? Like, he was on a team that wasn't going anywhere, goes and obviously does what he does and then goes to Philadelphia. And, I mean, you can just tell, like, hey, this guy loves in Philadelphia, right? Flip side to that, obviously, you get guys that go from a team that is competitive to a team that isn't necessarily playing for anything. And basically, they're just ho-hum. Like, they're disappointed about the fact that they got traded to a ho-hum team. If I'm Dylan Cease in this situation, obviously, looking at it right now going into the season, do I have the San Diego Padres penciled in as a playoff team? No. Do I have them penciled in as a more competitive team than the Chicago White Sox? Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a legitimate chance that the San Diego Padres, if the stars align perfectly, that they will make the playoffs. I'm not saying that there's 100% guarantee, but there is a damn good chance. And I love Mike Schilt. So this is why I'm sitting here saying this, because Mike Schilt's a damn good manager. So I think truly the San Diego Padres with this acquisition should still be a wild card team.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, right? You're looking at the Braves, obviously, and the Phillies in the East. Marlins falling off a little bit in the fact that Edward Cabrera just got sidelined a little bit there last week in that, and he's had those types of issues before in that. Trevor Rogers looks good in spring training, but is he going to be the potential rookie of the year like he was 2 years ago? Plus, he lost last year. I think they've slid down. The Central, obviously, has opportunities, but with the corrected league in the season, you don't play as many games against your own division anymore. I don't know about that. Who's going to even run that? I mean, that really is a guess. We're going to talk about it later on in the show when we give our year-end guesstimations and fun and stuff of that for the awards and what our thoughts are on the season at the end of the season. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking now all of a sudden that NL West, exactly, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Padres. And the Giants aren't done yet. I don't know if they slide in. Hopefully they haven't got Snell or Montgomery before this show comes out or whatever. And that, if they do, hey, kudos to them. They could be borderline.
Well, they're knocking on the doorstep, that's for sure. But yeah, like the way that I look at it, right? Like you said, the NL East, it's going to be a two-team race, in my opinion, between the Braves and the Phillies, obviously. Yep. The NL West right now, it's a three-team race. The Giants, they'll probably still make a move, like you said, before the season actually gets underway. And, I mean, they could all of a sudden be a heck of a lot more competitive. Right now, I had them as the four out of the NL West. But, yeah, and like you said, the Central, I can't see two teams making the playoffs out of the Central this year. Like, it's just not a strong enough division, in my opinion, that two teams. So you're going to have three teams from one of those divisions. And to me, I think it's going to be the Padres, the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers, obviously, coming out of the West that'll make the playoffs. So, yeah, time will tell, obviously. But right now, on paper, man, that team looks a heck of a lot better than it did yesterday.
Speaking of speculations before the season gets going and stuff like that, let's slide on back over to the Yankees and stuff. Is all the stuff being written about the Yankees just because of the Yankees and MLB and all the peripherals of MLB need to keep the excitement up for Yankees fans and baseball in general? And what I'm saying, Dirtbags, is they're like, hey, don't look. Most of the reports are like, you know, hey, don't get too panicked because Cole's down for a month or two and stuff like that. And again, we're doing this early, so hopefully when he gets reevaluated from Dr. I can never remember how they say it, Eldriotti, out in the West Coast in L.A., that it's nothing more significant than that, that there isn't tears and shutdown stuff like that. But they're basically going, look at the Texas Rangers from last year. They lose DeGrom, they lose, you know, Big Stud, and they still won the World Series. I do not look at the Yankees like the Texas Rangers from a year ago when you lose Cole. Rodon has looked a little better. His velocity is ticking up. Hopefully it doesn't tick back down. Hopefully he's not up and down like a yo-yo. Hopefully he gives the Yankees what he gave the Giants from 2 years ago before he signed the big contract. But realistically, man, you take a big hammer like Cole out of that. And I think even going back to the DeGrom with the Texas Rangers, I think we all knew about that, right? We almost looked at it like, when would DeGrom be out of the lineup for the rest of the season, just because we're so used to him getting injured. But Gerrit Cole, you've never seen him injured. So I think there's a shock value in that alone. Oh my God, our big horse.
Oh, of course.
Even though they're professionals, I don't care. You're a human,
no,
right?
No, well, that's just it. Like Gerrit Cole, you want to talk about just a guy that's been, I don't even know
what
to compare to.
He's your Cy Young.
He's just different. That's it. We've never seen a pitcher of his caliber be as durable this long through his career and be so dominant every year. Like year in, year out, you want to talk about one of the best pitchers over the past 10 years, and you got to have Gerrit Cole in that conversation. Like, so that's just it, man. There is on the, and not even on the surface level, there's just a scare level involved. If you're the New York Yankees, you're praying it's a month that he's out at most, because I'm looking at that rotation. That rotation got cleaned out when they tried, like I'm talking about death pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Got cleaned out when they tried, or when they traded for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham there.
Yep.
So like.
And Cashman unfortunately screwed himself with the Montgomery thing, so that's why Montgomery's not back.
Yeah, and like Montgomery, I can't see him re-signing there for a penny.
No.
Like, there's not a hope in hell that I think he goes back.
And they can't afford it, as we've talked about many times. They can't afford the multiple year for him or Snell. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah. So, like, I'm looking at it, right? And you're just like, man, I hope Stroman stays healthy and is great again this year. I hope Rodon actually earns some of that contract that we're paying him. Not, what was it last year, 12 starts and a 6.5 ERA or something like that. Like, they have a... I don't know, man. It's if you're a Yankees fan, you should be scared. There's 100% right? reason to be scared.
Well, because that's right. Stroman, after the London series, whatever he did over there, he must have tweaked something over there and that, because he only, I think, made two starts or one start in July after that series against the Cardinals in London. And he looked great in that game. He looked fantastic. There was nothing really that jumped out at you like, wait. Stroman doesn't look right there or whatever in that. But... So he's got injuries. Rodon's got injuries. Cortez last year, some injuries. And now you're getting real thin. Now you're getting real thin underneath that, right? Well, you got King and I grew up on the Yankees and stuff like that. I don't love them as much as I did as a kid and stuff like that, the Yankees and that. But, you know, I still like them. And, yes, it's a good-looking offensive lineup. But you got to keep the ball in the park. And if you don't have pitchers that keep it in, and we know how the home runs fly in Yankee Stadium, it's tough to defend the home run, right?
Well, last Wednesday, right? Like, obviously, when we were doing our podcast, the Cincinnati Reds and San Francisco Giants were playing. And I bring this up because the final score of that spring training game was 19-11. Yeah. That's what the Yankees are going to need to do on a daily basis.
And we've seen too many teams over the years just not able to do it, right?
Yeah.
Because, as we know, hitting unfortunately is not sustainable, and that's why it's the hardest thing in sports to do.
Oh, yeah. No, like, that's the way that we look at it, right? And, like, for even you want to say this, right? So, like, the Jays last year, right? Like, the Jays last year, they had a potent lineup. Everybody kind of agreed, hey, they should be into the year, they should have been running away with the AL East. And... obviously, they didn't run away with the AL East. They finished third. And you're looking at it like...
and 10 games behind the Rays even.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, like, don't get me wrong. Baltimore, nobody had Baltimore doing what they did.
No.
We were saying before last year, okay, they win 85-plus games. It's a great year. Like, if
for
that,
sure.
That should have been the expectation, was 85.
Yep.
They end up winning 100-plus games. You're laughing. Obviously, they make it into the playoffs. Everybody's like, hey, good. They made it into the playoffs. The Jays have been in the playoffs. They added up their lineup last year. You're expecting that lineup to put up more than two hits in the entire wild card series.
And their pitchers were at the top of the league.
Yeah.
Not the AL, the league.
Yeah.
Both yeah. on the relief plus the
that's
starters.
Just it. They're and their pitcher showed up in the playoffs. Their hitters just vanished. They disappeared. They said, to hell with this. We're not going to participate in this series. We're ready to go home.
And they were inconsistent all season too.
And yeah. And like that's the way that I look at it. So if I'm the Yankees right now, and the Yankees don't nearly have as good of a pitching rotation as the Toronto Blue Jays, they better hope that lineup can put up 7-plus runs on a nightly basis. Otherwise, they're going to be screwed.
And, I mean, Judge has already missed time with the, they're not calling it oblique, they're calling it the abdomen, right?
Yeah.
Strain and stuff like that. So, again, you're right back where you're always at with him. You're on pins and needles with him and Stanton still, right?
And,
Stanton.
And Rizzo.
Well, for sure. Like, I mean, there's too many other big, yeah. strong horses that you're just sitting there going, oh, my God, now you're doing it as a fan and a spectator, but imagine what you're like in the clubhouse. Again, you can talk all you want as Aaron Boone. You can talk all you want as players on that team. It's in your mind. Here we go again. Now our ace is also one of them on the shelf. How do we navigate this? How do we move this? It's, you know, gosh, if you're a Yankees fan, like I'm a Yankees fan out there and stuff like that. And again, I, like I said, I'm not as much as I used to be dirtbags, but I still love them in the back of my mind and still love to see them in the World Series. It's not just about the team. It's about the whole environment of the Yankees and stuff like that. But you're holding your breath right now because we've talked about it all offseason and you know it, dirtbags. Baltimore looks good. The Rays are always good. And the Jays, I mean, Chris Bassett looks really good right now for the Jays. So we'll be right back here in a break. Answer the curtain call questions.
Easter's on its way, and I wasn't going to let this year's celebration have empty baskets. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found toys under $20 and saved extra as a Kohl's Rewards member. Then with an additional 15% off, I found Apartment 9 dress shirts for my husband at $25.49 and got myself some cute dresses under $30, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take my word for it. Hop on over to Kohl's for great brands and great prices. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 24th. 15% offer ends March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM SkillsBuild is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM SkillsBuild also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice tangy warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and since the common denominator seems to be, Nolly, that we're this close to the ringing of the bell for the 2024 season, everybody wants to know team awards plus individual awards. So, Dirtbags, we're going to do our very best to get through here to the best of our ability, and we'll go from there. So, Nolan, they want it. Let's give them the predictions. Last year we hit on some, we missed on some, but... let's start. We always start in the AL, so let's go ahead and keep it consistent. Let's go ahead. Divisions, AL West.
Yeah, AL West, I'm going to say Seattle. I think Seattle beats Houston this year. Texas, they still scare me because obviously they haven't figured out what their starting pitching situation is as of this point early in the season. No Jordan Montgomery back, a lot of young outfielders. I'm going, yeah, Seattle.
Seattle, Houston, Texas, then, by the way, you just said that.
Yeah.
Angels and Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
I will go, even though I hate it, I will go Houston, Seattle, Texas, Angels, Oakland. So you've got Seattle, Houston. I've got Houston, Seattle. I like what they got there. I know Verlander's maybe missing a week or two, and that it could possibly be a month or whatever and that, but I like what the Astros got. But you're right on your great moves by the Mariners. A lot of quiet moves. But
I think the loss of Maldonado is a huge loss.
I
really do. I think it's a bigger loss than people realize on the surface.
I hear you on it, for sure. I do. I'm not sold on it. I'm going back to that default of Houston just being Houston, so, but all good. Let's slide on over. AL Central.
Oh, flip of a coin between Kansas City and Detroit right now. I'm going to say Kansas City, in my opinion. They made a bunch of moves this offseason. I think the team improved drastically where Minnesota took a couple of steps back, especially on their starting staff. Obviously, Cleveland, I mean, they're still going to be a competitive team. It's just, are they going to play like they did last year, or are they going to play like they did 2 years ago, where they showed up and were a complete team 2 years ago? Last year, they were too inconsistent. I don't know, man. I that one's a wild card to me, but I'm thinking KC.
Wow, I like that move. That's a bold move to a degree, since they haven't been there in a long time, but I like it. I'm going to go ahead back with Minnesota because my... what'll come around to be my AL Cy Young guy happens to be on Minnesota this year or whatever and stuff. But I'm going to go Minnesota. I like Kansas City, though. I like them. I'm going to put them in the two-hole. I'm going to go Detroit. I think AJ makes a move with them, like you said. Cleveland, I know it's hard to believe that they're going to drop down to fourth or whatever. I just have to put them there. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting division. Obviously, we all know there's not strong, like we said, but it should be competitive within the division. And like you said, Kansas City made some really nice moves this year. Minnesota hasn't. Obviously, Royce Lewis has got to stay on the field for them all year. They're talking about Buxton being back more regular this year. He definitely needs to be there. And Carlos Correa, even though he had a nice season last year, he's got to kind of step up and get her done. Same with Kirilloff. Kepler, I think, is going to stay consistent. I like him. I like Minnesota still, but good for you on Kansas City. AL East.
Yeah, right now I still got to go Baltimore. Tampa Bay obviously trading away Tyler Glasnow. I'm not overly huge on it. That being said, Tyler Glasnow in the grand scheme of things is what, a 20-game starter basically on a year-by-year basis. Tampa Bay, if there's one team in baseball that knows how to platoon players like there's no tomorrow, I get the argument for them being in first place. But I'm looking at that Baltimore lineup up and down that team, man. That's a deep team. They add my AL Cy Young guy in Corbin Burns, obviously. Like, it's a deep, deep team, man. So I think Baltimore, Tampa, and then Yankees, Toronto.
Wow. I'm going Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa, Yankees. I just think with Tampa, I think this year, losing Glasnow, McClanahan not back yet. Taz Bradley just injured there a little bit last week, still kind of up and down. I just don't see their pitching staff being the same this year. For manager Kevin Cash, defensively, offensively, I think they're fine with that, like you said, but I think they've lost a step. Aaron Civale hasn't looked good at all during spring training, so I look at going Baltimore, Toronto. I think they do step up finally and get it done with a couple of the moves with Turner and probably Joey Votto. Just a little bit more demanding, I think, in that change room. A little bit more expectations, not being so nice with it at the back end of their careers. So let's jump on over. NL West.
Yeah, NL West, I mean, I think it's safe to say that probably me and about 99.9% of the rest of the population that's not Giants fans think that the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to win the NL West again. I'm looking at it, though. I think it's going to be a heck of a lot closer than people realize. I think there's only probably going to be about 5-game separation or less for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Like, I really think that despite all the big acquisitions that the Dodgers made this offseason, I don't see them running away with the division. I see it being very competitive right up until about the second last week of September. And then, yeah, basically Arizona will lose a couple against the Dodgers late in the year, and they'll fall out of it then.
I got Dodgers, Padres after making the move of Dylan Cease, and Diamondbacks. I love Brent Strom as pitching coach with them. I love what he does with that organization. Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be kind of a wild card factor in that Arizona lineup for me. If he comes over and does his job, gets 20 quality starts for them, is able to get 20 quality starts for them, I think they stay ahead of the Padres. But other than that, I got Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks. And San Francisco, we talked about earlier or whatever, but we just don't know enough about them. NL Central.
Yeah, as much as I want to choose my Cardinals, I got Cincinnati. I'm looking at that Reds team, man. That's a bunch of young bucks. They're hungry. They're ready. That pitching staff, like, to me, it's the best in the National League Central.
Got to stay on the field.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they can stay healthy and everything like that, I think the sky's the limit. Yeah, I just think that they can take care of business this year. So I got them, Cards, and then the Brewers in at 3.
Brewers over the Cubs?
Yeah.
A little more depth, you think? Okay. Yeah.
And that's not even a knock on Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh could very easily be competitive. I mean, I'm kind of right in line with what the rest of the projections are. I think it's going to be basically 15 games between every team in that division.
Could be, yep. No, I agree with you. I got Cincinnati in that one. I really like that team. I really, really like them. If you're a Cincinnati fan, you got to be excited about that team for sure. I mean, like we said, the pitchers got to stay on the field, but if they put it all together, they could really be a juggernaut. There's no question. So, NL East.
Yeah, NL East, I'm going to go out on a limb and choose the unlikely Philadelphia Phillies.
Over the Braves.
I got a funny feeling, man. Obviously, with the way that Trey Turner balled out down the stretch there last year, that was a hot team. Rob Thompson, you've seen what he can do. And that's not even a knock on the Braves. Like, I'm thinking this is going to be like the NL East was there a couple years ago when both the Mets and the Braves were 100-plus win teams. And the Phillies, I mean, I think that they're going to be a 100-win team this year. I think the Braves are going to be close to a 100-win team this year. It's going to be very tight, man.
I got the Braves over the Phillies, unless the Phillies, Mr. Dombrowski, is able to pull off and convince either Snell or Montgomery to come in on a short-term contract. If he does that, I go with the Phillies for sure. So, okay, let's go ahead. Wildcard teams.
Yeah, obviously, American League side. We talked about it a little bit earlier, so I got Tampa Bay, obviously, is one of the wild cards. I got Houston and Texas as the other two wild cards, and I got Detroit as the surprise third wild card over the Toronto Blue Jays or New York Yankees, whichever team you're looking at there in the AL East.
Okay. Who wins those series? Who carries on?
So obviously I got Baltimore taking the next step this year. They'll get out of the that first round that they have to play in, like the non-wild card round, their division series round. They'll get out of that one. Wild card round, I got, I mean, it all depends on kind of seeding and everything like that, but I'd imagine Kansas City slides in as the 3 seed. Detroit slides in as the 6 seed. I think Kansas City beats Detroit in that first round of the playoffs.
You'd have Houston in the race.
Yeah. So, and then on that side, I got Houston winning again.
Okay. All right, then. Moving forward, then.
Yeah, so then obviously you're into the divisional series. Like I said, I got Baltimore beating Houston.
Okay.
In this one. And then I got
Seattle
beating Kansas City.
Okay.
For that side there.
Who's going and to then, the series?
Then obviously I got Seattle going all the way.
Seattle over Baltimore?
I got Seattle going all. And here's my logic, right? So people might think that this is absolute BS, like nonsense craziness, right? But I'm sitting there looking at it like, okay, who's the one team in baseball outside of the Miami Marlins that everybody kind of universally agrees has so much pitching depth? Like, and I'm talking quality pitching depth.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the Seattle Mariners. So what does every team need? Like, they need that trade partner. So if the Mariners wanted to, and by all accounts, Blake Snell's still a Seattle guy. They could very easily get Blake Snell to come home.
For another horse.
Exactly my point. So this is kind of the way that I'm looking at it. Like, if they want to, they got play money. They could make a trade and sign Blake Snell tomorrow, and they'll be laughing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump over to the NL for you.
Yeah.
So you got Braves?
I got Braves and I got Phillies, and basically they're going to be the two teams, in my opinion, that are competing for the World Series at the end of it. The Dodgers, they'll do what the Dodgers do. They choke. I don't need to get into details on that. Cincinnati, I don't know. I don't know what to expect with Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's going to be your nice little Baltimore Orioles type situation of last year. They get into the dance. They have a fantastic regular season, and then they're just one and done.
Bow out.
And yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's more than what people are expecting, right? This is their year to get into the dance.
You got Seattle versus, who is it going to be? The Braves or the Phillies?
Seattle versus the Phillies.
All right.
In the World Series.
In the series. Finalize it then. Who's your 2024 World Series champions?
I got the Phillies.
Phillies make it.
I got to go with Bryce.
Dombrowski gets it done.
Bryce is finally due for his year.
Okay. All right. Just under 2 minutes. Let's go as quick as we can. I'm not going to do mine, Dirtbags, or whatever in that. Nolan, AL MVP.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Cy Young.
Corbin Burns.
Rookie of the Year.
Jackson Holliday. Over the Texas boys. I got Jackson Holliday.
Over Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. Okay.
National League, I got... So
MVP.
Shohei, Ellie De La Cruz.
Three-repeat.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Okay. Cy Young.
Cy Young's tough, man. NL's a weird one. I honestly don't know. That's the sad thing.
Could it be Zach Gallen?
It
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say Zach Gallen.
Probably Strider the way he's looking right now in spring training. He is looking electric.
Yeah, no, his curveball is nasty. That was an excellent introduction to what we're about to see this year.
I think so. Holy jeez.
And then Rookie of the Year, I think you gotta go Yoshinobu.
I would agree. Yep. I don't have time for mine, Dirtbags. I will talk about it on the next time Nolan and I are live and stuff like that for you. Give you my thoughts. And Nolan and I are both hoping there's no changes in that over the next week to 2 weeks before it all comes live in spring training. Hopefully all the players stay healthy moving forward and stay on the field. Again, the breakout series, hopefully this weekend, it is fantastic. Or last weekend as this show comes out and stuff like that. Again, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. That's what it's all about. Again, especially this time of year, it's all about the drive and the passion, baby, because the bell's about to ring. So we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, Devin Williams out 3 months with back fractures. Not going to lie, man, that is a huge blow for the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, we didn't talk about it on last week's as it was kind of just getting brought to light. But on this week's podcast, yeah, I mean, we saw that news. Obviously, that's devastating news, especially since he's just coming off the Rolaids Relief Pitcher of the Year for the National League side. The Trevor Hoffman, I guess, is what it's called now, that award. But yeah, no, like, that is just horrible news for the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, they're a team that's in limbo. Whatever they're trying to do, that's a move that hurt them bad. So hopefully they can bounce back from that one, obviously.
Tough way to go into the start of the season for Pat Murphy taking over Craig Counsell's position in the manager role. But, hey, it's baseball, and especially on the pitcher's end of things, right? It just – you never know when it's going to happen. All you got to do is just keep your fingers crossed that it doesn't happen. Unfortunately, it did for Mr. Williams. The Milwaukee Brewers, thoughts and concerns go out to you as all, for sure, Milwaukee fans out there listening. So, yeah, it's just tough, though, when you see those types of stuff against those great players that you look to see on the field and helping your team perform. There's no question. So, but, hey, Dirtbags, as we say all the time, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. We certainly hope that you're as excited about the season as we are, because it's just what it is, man, and it's great. We live it. We breathe it, we die it, we truly do. So reach out to us anytime. Contact us on Facebook or Instagram. Follow us on those, please, if you can, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll be getting more videos coming up here over the baseball months and stuff like that, moving forward with that. If you're looking for Dirtbag apparel, check us out at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Love to get you suited up, fitted up, and going from there. So other than that, though, I mean, hey, sit back, enjoy the ride, be a fan of this great game. Hopefully Rob Manfred and the rest of MLB doesn't make any changes or feel that there's necessary changes for that type of stuff, and the players just go out and they're on the field as consistently as they can be, because that's what we live for. That's why we watch this great game of baseball. If you're out there playing this week, wherever you are in the world, be a great player, be a dirtbag, be a dirtbag coach, be a dirtbag parent. Just enjoy the game to the very best of its ability. And unfortunately, dirtbags, as always, it's that time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.